Russell's noise is back. His noise is back. That same day, I guess, it came back. And then Bob, I mean, this morning, I had the amp on high, and he wasn't hearing me. And I was hearing him perfectly fine, and he wasn't hearing me, so I don't know if it's, just conditions and stuff, you know, how everything's going, you know, but he, that's got to be awful to have noise like that, and you can't really use your radio because of it.
NAWEG, yeah, it really stinks. It really does. I get my noise every day.
Well, whatever's causing the noise, I have no idea, but I know myself, I'm very, very lucky and fortunate, you know, well, I'm in the middle of 5 acres here, wooded, and I don't get nothing like that. I mean, it might be your average, you know, the noise on the band, but if that, but nothing, not even close to Russell or Bob.
The same noise I get. That's how I can tell him, you know. Yeah, don't get your hopes up every time it goes away, because it always has come back to me, no matter what I've tried.
Well, when Bob told me that Russell still had the noise, you know, that same day, I said I would have called Consumers back and said he was just out here, they checked, and the guys have left now, but it worked for about maybe an hour, however long it was, and say, now the noise is back. So can you have somebody come out here and check it maybe further on down the line?
Well, that's the thing, though, is I don't think it's a consumer noise. I really don't.
Yeah, but you know, Bob and Russell, they're like 50 miles apart, give or take, something like that. And for them, you know, I don't know if it's because Bob's up about 100 foot with his, that Mako 5/8 ground plane. And then Russell's like on 125 or whatever, 130. You know, and you get up there, yeah, you hear a lot better. That's definitely true, but then you're bringing in all that stuff even more. And I would think when it's being way up there like that, when conditions are changing, you're going to pick it up a lot faster than what I would.
Like I said, I get the same noise they are, and I get it on my 30-foot Antron, or I get it on my 20-foot beam. It don't matter. It's in here.
When did your noise over there getting this? When did it start, Jeremy?
I want to say that this is going on about 3-4 years.
So before that time, then, you never had nothing like that?
Nope. And it always seems to be in the wintertime. Summertime, I always get a break, but it always seems to be toward the wintertime.
What makes you wonder if transformers or whatever they could have? Well, that happened to me out here. I told them I'm a ham operator. I can't not use my ham radio. I says, could they have somebody come out here and check? It might be a transformer. And it was. It was a leaky transformer, and it took care of it, but I don't know, myself, if I was Russell and still having that, I'd call him back and ask him if they can come out and check farther on down the line, because it took care of it for a little bit, but then it came back again.
And it always seems to be on a cycle, too. I know I'm going to have people that gasp and think the world's going to come to an end, but if anybody knows about how these people grow their marijuana inside, that it's set on a timer of lights, and you start out all the time, and gradually as it's growing, you cut back the time on it, which is consistent with the timing of that noise.
Okay, about 3 years ago it started. So across the street from you where they're growing over there, all fenced in, was that there then?
No. No, and I think that's too far away for me to bother me. It's still half a mile down the road. This is right here within this group of houses that I'm located in.
I just go next door, you know, to your Marion Spring neighbors there and just ask them, say, yeah, I was just wondering, do you have any grow lights going? And if they say, yeah, why? I say, well, you know, then let them know.
You're growing pot? First off, I don't think they're smart enough to do it. I don't think that's the noise it's coming from. It's the other side of them. One of them houses over there that's doing it.
You ever take a transistor radio or maybe like a HT and just, you know, go down there by them houses and see if it gets stronger?
Yeah. Yeah, in the mobile, just a mobile radio, you can tell. You can hear the noise when you're sitting here in the driveway and then you back out. And you go toward their houses, and yeah, it jumps way up.
Well, whosoever house it that it's jumping way up on, I pull in there and I just ask him, excuse me, I was wondering, do you have any grow lights going?
I avoid them people. That's where all the trouble's at, is down that way.
Well, if you found out where it was, you know, you could call whether the FCC or whatever it may be. But then again, one guy I know, he called FCC, I think, 3 times that it's still going on. Nothing had been done. And then they got a hold of, I think, of the ARRL. You know, then they're sending letters and stuff. And then the people told them, well, I have something ordered and it's on its way. They said, oh, well, okay then. And basically, I think they dropped it. But he didn't change it. He was still growing.
It's just in how you ask. I find that out in life, man. It's just how you ask for people to help you out.
People are attracted, I think, to somebody that's more, you know, I don't know, kind of mild, cool, just, you know, not being a radical or jumping up and down like a raped ape. I think you'd be attracted more to the other one.
Well, you gotta be firm and aggressive, but there's a fine line of pushing that too far. You gotta be firm and aggressive, but not violent type aggressive, you know?
No, you go off, somebody comes off with the violent, aggressive type thing, I mean, you're just going to get that coming back at you. Or you go up to ask somebody something and you're getting in their face, well, that's wrong right there, because it's going to be coming back, and then, of course, it just escalates.
Yep, exactly. And then if you go at them too soft, they go like, oh, well, we can just walk over this guy. He ain't gonna know, you know, any different. And if you're too nice, you know, they will. They'll walk all over you and take advantage of it.
That's very true.
Oh, you sent them a letter. Okay, that's good. That don't work for me, this letter thing. Because anytime I've seen that happen, it's never, people do that. They'll tell them what they want to hear, and if nobody comes and checks it, then they believe that letter, then, you know, the things haven't changed.
That's true. And this guy, he had a Yaesu 3000 he was running, and he couldn't use it on any of his bands. None of his bands he couldn't use. He's an extra. He couldn't use it. And the house was next door. And like three times called the FCC and then the AW, and it was just letters. And I think one of them said that we'll be coming out to check or something, and then they wrote back saying, well, we have something ordered. It's on its way. And they said, oh, well, okay then.
Don't get me wrong. I haven't looked away from thinking it's the transformer, but you had transformer problems. Was that noise constant, or did it vary like I'm talking about?
Oh, it wasn't constant, if I remember right. It wasn't, or maybe it was, I don't remember. But I know they came out and it was a transformer, and they said, there you go, you had a leaky transformer. And I thought, cool, and that took care of it.
I gotta find that out, because I would think if it was the transformer, it'd just be a constant noise. I'd never get rid of it. And I don't have it now.
So I called.